USA Radio News.
Congress is holding its first congressional hearing on UFOs in 50 years. On Tuesday, the Pentagon showcased declassified photos and videos of UFOs to Congress, including a flying object without a specific explanation. Deputy Director of Naval Intelligence Scott Bray.
We're open to all hypotheses. We're open to any conclusions that that we may encounter.
The hearings follow a report on UAPs last year, which found there were 144 encounters between 2004 and 2021. President Joe Biden and First Lady Jill Biden are in Buffalo, New York on Tuesday. The Bidens visited the memorial at the Tops Market where 10 people died in a mass shooting over the weekend. The President and the First Lady also met with the victims' families. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Wendy Bell here for my friends at Swiss America. Did you know the U.S. Constitution authorizes only two forms of legitimate money, gold and silver? That's right. But our government abandoned gold and silver a half century ago. Meanwhile, gold and silver prices have rocketed in recent years due to growing economic uncertainty. So, to help my listeners, Swiss America has a very special offer today. Silver Walking Liberty half dollars at the amazing low price of $12.50 each delivered. You heard me right, $12.50. Call now to reserve your silver coins at 800-630-1490. That's 800-630-1490. Silver Walking Liberty half dollars for just $12.50 each delivered while supplies last. Put a silver lining in your financial portfolio now by calling 800-630-1490. 800-630-1490.
Pennsylvania's Senate race is front and center on Tuesday as candidates face public and private battles.
Pennsylvania Lieutenant Governor John Fetterman said over the weekend that he suffered a stroke on Friday and that he would be off the campaign trail for the near future, including his campaign's election night rally. The 52-year-old is the clear frontrunner in the Democratic primary for the U.S. Senate seat being vacated by Republican Pat Toomey. The health challenge is not expected to evaporate his double-digit polling lead over Congressman Connor Lamb, his main primary rival. Most of the action has been on the GOP side of the contest, with Dr. Mehmet Oz and Dave McCormick trading blows via TV ads and a late surge by pundit Kathy Barnett. But it's Oz who has the Trump endorsement in the race. I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
Special counsel John Durham's team issued opening arguments on Tuesday. It alleges former Clinton campaign lawyer Michael Sussman used the FBI to manipulate the Bureau on the eve of the 2016 presidential election. This is USA Radio News.
Gunsmoke,
Fort Laramie,
have gun, will travel.
Frontier gentlemen,
Luke Slaughter of Tombstone.
The greatest radio shows of all time, classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On many of these radio stations or online, just search for classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. That's classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox.
Detectives in the Grand Rapids, Michigan Police Department are investigating vandalism at city commissioners' homes on late Monday night into Tuesday morning. This comes after two consecutive city commission meetings adjourned early because of disorderly activists. They protested the April 4th GRPD shooting death of Patrick Leoya. Body camera footage shows Leoya resisting arrest and trying to grab the officer's taser before being shot. A toxicology report revealed Leoya's blood alcohol level was three times the legal limit. If you're looking for a new place to lay down roots, you may want to look to the South. Reporter Tim Berg explains why.
Huntsville, Alabama is the best place to live in the United States, according to U.S. News and World Report's latest rankings. The fastest growing city in northeast Alabama jumped two spots from last year. Colorado Springs, Colorado is second place on this year's list, followed by Green Bay, Wisconsin, Boulder, Colorado, and San Jose, California. The ranking of the nation's 150 most populous metro areas are based on affordability, desirability, and quality of life.
The Cannes Film Festival kicked off Tuesday after a scaled-back gathering last year. Organizers hope this year's festival will fully resuscitate the French Riviera Spectacular. For USA Radio News, I'm Katie Lewis.